I have lived 1,000 years, growing up in the Holocaust, by Livia Bitten Jackson, read by Christine Williams. Dedicated to the children in Israel who, unsung and unacclaimed, risk their lives every day just by traveling to school on the roads of Judea, Samaria, and Gaza, for the sake of a secure peace in Israel, the only guarantee that a Holocaust will never happen again. Foreword. On April 30, 1995, I took an El Al flight from Tel Aviv to Munich. From the terminal, I took the S-Bahn to Tutzing, and from there I was driven to Seeshaupt, a small Bavarian resort. This was not an easy journey to take, and I took it after some weeks of deliberation. I was going back to Germany 50 years later. It was in Seeshaupt on this very day 50 years ago that the American army had liberated me, along with my brother and my mother, and thousands of other skeletal prisoners. Some leading citizens of Seeshaupt had decided to commemorate the event. They formed a committee and dispatched letters of invitation to possible survivors all over the world. One such letter reached me in my New York home, and here I was, making a detour on a Tel Aviv-New York flight to Seeshaupt. The former mayor's son, then a 9-year-old boy, remembered how the victorious Allies had led his father and his family and all other members of the local elite to the Seeshaupt train station, where they witnessed a most horrifying picture of human suffering. The sight of thousands of disfigured corpses and maimed, dying skeletons left an indelible mark on his awareness. Now